Pre-K through 12 education will now come to order. Secret, please call the roll.
Chair Simon.
Here.
Senator Claudiude. Senator Berman. Senator Burgess. Senator Davis. Senator Gates.
Here.
Senator Osgood. Senator Yarborough. A quorum is present.
Thank you, Secret. Senators Davis and Osgood are excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone choosing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you elect to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee records. At this time, we're going to take up tab 1, SB 124, on Florida Virtual Schools by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chair, and members of this committee. Senate Bill 124 updates the Florida Virtual School Statute to clean up outdated statutory language. The bill does not change how Florida Virtual School serves students day-to-day. Instead, it clarifies who Florida Virtual School serves, how it is funded and governed, and how it reports and coordinates with school districts. Specifically, the bill removes outdated enrollment priorities, updates terminology to explicitly authorize a direct support organization for Florida Virtual Schools, clarifies administrative and instructional personnel for Florida Virtual Schools and HR purposes, clarifies who Florida Virtual School may contract with by expressly authorizing contracts in addition to franchise agreements. It streamlines annual report requirements without reducing transparency. And lastly, the bill clarifies school district responsibilities for administering assessments to Florida Virtual School students, and that is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Senator Berman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since you removed the prioritization requirements, I wondered, do you know how many students were admitted under that prioritization requirement? And is there any kind of a limit on the number of students that can be served by the virtual schools?
Thank you.
You're recognized. Go back and forth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senator Berman, for that question. I don't have that number, but I can get it for you.
Okay, great.
Senator Berman.
Okay. And follow-up, well, Mr. Chair?
Thank you're recognized.
Thank you. And then I think you removed several reporting requirements because you said they're duplicative. So can you explain a little bit about that, like where the other, what are the requirements that were removed and what, where we can find that information that was removed?
You recognize, go back and forth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So currently the Florida Virtual Schools statute requires a highly detailed annual report to the governor, the legislature, the Commissioner of Education, and the State Board of Education. And that includes extensive operational, financial, and planning information. Much of the same information is already available through the Florida Virtual School website, and the annual financial audit required franchise reports and Department of Education reporting similar to other school districts. The problem is that these statutory reporting requirements are redundant, as that information is available in other Florida Virtual Schools reports. So what this section of the bill does is reduces the level of detail required in the annual report, focusing it on an executive summary style description of operations and financial status.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Any other additional questions? We do have one appearance form. Melanie Bostic, here to speak in support of the bill.
Hi, good afternoon. Melanie Bostic, Director of External Affairs with Florida Virtual School. I'm here to support the bill, obviously. That's just outdated language. Florida Virtual School, we changed the statute to read all. There is no prioritization for anybody. Everybody gets in. We accept students that are with disabilities, with scholarship families, the public school students, students that are ahead, students that are doing credit recovery, students that have discipline issues. We're now obviously also doing the DJJ students in residence. So Florida Virtual School accepts everybody. We're a full open Florida, you know, public school district statewide with no caps and on any kind of enrollment, no waiting list or anything like that. All right. Thank you.
That is it for public comment. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Rodriguez, recognize close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to waive close.
Speaker, please call the roll on SB 124.
Senator Berman. Senator Burgess. Senator Davis. Senator Gates.
Yes.
Senator Osgood. Senator Yarborough. Senator Claudiude. Chair Simon.
Yes. And by your vote, SB 124 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Let's now take up tabs 3 and 4, confirmation hearing for appointments. Unless a senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we will take up one vote on all of these appointments. We don't have any appearance forms to that. Okay. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation? Senator Burgess moves to recommend confirmations for all appointees, tabs 3 and 4. Speaker, please call the roll.
Senator Berman. Yes. Senator Burgess. Senator Gates.
Yes.
Senator Yarborough.
Yes.
Senator Claudiude.
Yes.
Chair Simon.
Yes. And by your vote, the confirmation of appointees on tabs 3 and 4 is recommended favorably. At this time, I will turn the gavel over to my vice chair, Senator Claudiude.
Members. Let's take up tab 2, Senate Bill 320 on Administrative Efficiency in Public Schools by Senator Simon. Senator Simon, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. SB 320 removes unnecessary district requirements across assessments, personnel, facilities, and budgeting so districts can focus more resources on classrooms and staffing. The bill strengthens teachers' workforce by expanding access to teacher apprenticeship programs to grow the pipeline of new teachers, creates a three-year multi-year instructional contract and a 10-year renewable professional certificate, and streamlines teacher salary supplements, improves assessments and accountability processes by simplifying local testing calendars, specifying that the value-added evaluation model cannot be the sole factor in recruiting and rewarding teachers, and requiring clear timelines for turnaround plan approval and Title I funding release, speeding support for struggling schools. Enhances flexibility over district finances to allow districts to use the 1.5 mil discretionary capital levy for both operational and capital needs, supports financial stability and addresses rising costs, and it clarifies Title I spending flexibility and ensures charter schools access to available programs and services. It updates school facility requirements to replace rigid 5, 10, and 20-year facility work program mandates with more flexible long-term planning expectations, and allows districts to scale architectural services to what is needed rather than requiring an architect for smaller or urgent projects. Enhances local control to treat school boards like other government, like other local governments for rulemaking while complying with sunshine laws and public input. Strengthens early learning governance by shifting oversight of district-run VPK programs from Early Learning Coalition to school districts and allowing public school VPK programs to verify attendance using existing electronic systems, improving efficiency and accuracy. It supports clear communication between districts and the state by requiring the Department of Education to give districts annual guidance on statutory and rule requirements. Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? President Gates, you're recognized for a series.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Senator Simon, a couple of questions. First, on the 2 mil flexibility, right now, two mil money is shared with charter schools. Will the 2 mil money be shared with charter schools for operational purposes as it has been shared for capital purposes?
That flexibility, Madam Chair.
So President Gates is recognized for a series, so you're welcome to go back and forth in questions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So that flexibility will be provided for both the charter schools and for the school districts.
But the two mil money will be available for charter schools to use for operational purposes. They won't have to get any kind of local approval to do that, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to say, I guess just ask you to comment on, having been a school board member and a superintendent sort of sitting on both sides of the table, Senator Simon, you're never going to be a hero here because depending on how the story is written. The story can be written, Senator Simon gave us flexibility to use $2 million money for operational purposes like we've asked for forever. The other headline could be, Senator Simon takes away our capital money. Now we have no capital money. We had to use the money for operational purposes because of all these mandates from the state. And now we have no capital money, and that's why the roof leaks. And so you can't win on this debate, I don't think. But you probably could. I couldn't win on this debate, having been on both sides of it, knowing that there are always more needs than there are funds, both on the operational and the capital side. But I say hooray to you for doing what should have been done long ago. You're doing it now. But I ask you to bear in mind that soon the story will also be written that now the districts have no capital money.
Are there any other questions? Senator Berman, you're recognized for a series. You can go back and forth with the sponsor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I know you had a very similar bill last year. So my question is, what is different from the bill from last year? I think that there's the multi-year teacher contracts might be a difference, but is there anything else that is different from last year?
So last year, of course, this year we're including the multi-year teachers' contracts. Last year, and actually over the last couple of years, we have had great debate over high-stakes testing. And what I wanted to do this year is to make sure that the provisions that we were including in this bill didn't get bypassed. Last year, the bill didn't move over in the House, and I think that there are some really good provisions that we can really assist our public school system with that got overlooked because of some of those big issues. And so I wanted to take some of the more contentious things out of the mix so that we can focus on really improving our schools and really giving our students a fighting chance to be successful and allowing our teachers to focus on teaching our kids and not the red tape that has been created over years of bureaucracy.
Oh, thank you. So other than the multi-year teacher contracts, is there anything, you said you took some things out. Is there anything else that was added in that wasn't there last year?
No, this is largely the same byproduct as last year.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Ryan Kennedy, Florida Citizens Alliance. Speaking for information, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, members of the committee. I want to start by saying, this obviously was mentioned. This is the second year we've seen a bill like this. And Senator, we've submitted some comments to your office, but I just wanted to lay out some of these things that we would like to see some changes. And I will say we are greatly pleased with the improvements made to this bill overall. I'll first start off by saying in the areas related to the high stakes testing, we do like those changes. We do like the changes related to consideration of subject area knowledge. I think that that's really important as well. And the extension of the term to be able to get licensing. Some areas of improvement, multi-year contract. We do think that there needs to be a cap put in place. We would like to see a 10 to 20%. This is just done in a way to make sure that these contracts are going to the best teachers possible. We are very much in favor of a multi-year contract perspective, but we would like to make sure that isn't abused in the process. An area of improvement also related to the internal auditor. We do agree the internal auditor at the local level has had a lot of issues, but we would like to see there to then be a provision maybe that there is a school district has a contract with an outside auditor just to make sure that process, the people in the local community still know what's going on related to what's going on with finances. And so we do like the improvements. We do think it's come a long way. And that's why we're staying in information instead of one way or another because we do have these areas we'd like to see some improvements. Thank you.
Brian Moore, waiving in support, Florida Association of District School Superintendents. Jessica Janosiewicz, representing Leon Osceola Marion, Santa Rosa and Escambia County Public Schools, waiving in support. Michelle White, Florida Association of School Administrators, waiving in support. Jeff Willoughby, Florida Association of Secondary School Principals, waiving in support. Morgan Moosley, waiving in support, without an explicit representation. That completes our appearance forms. Is there any debate on the bill? Well, I'd like to say thank you, Chair Simon, for your dedication to, I think, the great policy in this package. Excited to see it move through the process successfully this session. Senator, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to talk about a couple points in the auditor comment that you made. The school districts are still have to comply with an audit every year. So there's nothing in this legislation that does away with the audit. What it does do for those districts, for those larger districts, is they don't have to employ an auditor. And so that at the district level, so that they can save that expense and put those expenses in other places. So that's what the actual bill language does. It doesn't do away with the school districts not having to comply with an audit. That is still a requirement yearly. So I just wanted to make sure that we didn't have any confusion on that. To Senator Gates' point, you're absolutely right. There will be some folks that are going to be happy that we are providing some additional flexibility. But what I would say to this, for those that will be unhappy, is we have heard you come to this building and sit down with our offices and ask for greater flexibility. We did this 3 years ago in the first attempt at dereg with the school choice bill. And we added some things that gave greater flexibility, and we did away with some of the categoricals to provide additional flexibility. So we have heard you and your voices to tackle this issue. What you do with your dollars that come from the state should not and cannot be put back on the state that the state is not funding education. We'll continue, and we have over the last 5 years continued to raise the BSA and the dollars that we have sent down to the district. Has it always been to the degree that all of us would like? Probably not. And we'll continue to push because we want to keep good teachers in the classroom. And we want to make sure that the product that is leaving our schools is one that we can be proud of. And so we will continue to push the envelope on those issues. I'm proud of where we are on this bill. There are still some things that I'd love to see in it. Maybe it's not there this year, but I won't stop fighting for those provisions because all of it is in an effort to make sure that our kids have the best education system in the country. And so with that, I close and ask for your favorable support.
Secret, please call the roll on Senate Bill 320.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Yarborough?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Chair Kalatiu?
Yes. By your vote, see Senate Bill 320 reported favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Seeing none. If there's no other business before the committee, President Gates moves we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none. Show the motion adopted. We are adjourned.